characterizing the apitative primary beam response, by H. Deans et al. Context. Phased array feeds, PAFs, are multi-element receivers in the focal plane of a telescope that make it possible to form simultaneously multiple beams on the sky by combining the complex gains of the individual antenna elements. Recently, the Westerbork Synthesis Radio Telescope, WSRT, was upgraded with PUF receivers and carried out several observing programs, including two imaging surveys and a time domain survey. The apitative imaging surveys use a configuration where 40 partially overlapping compound beams, CBs, are simultaneously formed on the sky and arranged in an approximately rectangular shape. Aims. This manuscript aims to characterize the response of the 40 apitative CBs to create frequency resolved, I, XX and E polarization empirical beam shapes. The measured CB maps can be used for image deconvolution, primary beam correction and mosaicing of apitative imaging data. Methods. We use drift scan measurements to measure the response of each of the 40 CBs of apitive. We derive beam maps for all individual beams in I, XX and E polarization in 10 or 18 frequency bins over the same bandwidth as the apitive imaging surveys. We sample the main lobe of the beams and the side lobes up to a radius of 0.6 degrees from the beam centers. In addition, we derive beam maps for each individual WSRT dish as well. Results. We present the frequency and time dependence of the beam shapes and sizes. We compare the compound beam shapes derived with the drift scan method to beam shapes derived with an independent method using a Gaussian process regression comparison between the apitive continuum images and the NRAOVLA Sky Survey, NVSS, catalog. We find a good agreement between the beam shapes derived with the two independent methods. This was Characterizing the Apitative Primary Beam Response, by H. Deans et al.